discusses the question whether or not your loka in the case of sota suffik tum b'shus layachid, are you loka or not, and whether nazar is megaleach. Those are the major issues that he discusses. And whether you say the din of suffik tum b'shus layachid kevadai, does it mean really that we project as if we know for sure that there was in the case of tmei meis, in other words, that there was a contact or an encounter with tumas meis, or that it's a din more of tumas meis or din of tumas sheretz, or in the case of sota, obviously it's a din of bia asura rather than projection of the metzius, in which case you wouldn't get malchus, you wouldn't get a nazir megaleach, and issues of that sort. So that's again, there's a very big discussion of this in the, it's very well known in the Achiezer, Simon Aleph in Evan Ezer. He has a big discussion where he quotes Reb Chaim extensively as well. Okay, then we were discussing Chevra and Kachal. I want to continue with that and try to finish with that, and then we want to get to the issue of Klishares in Shechita. So for for Chevra and Kachal, we began discussing the Shakavatari, the Gemara. We noted two things. Number one, that in our Gemara, it doesn't seem to be an issue of Chevra or Kachal. It really is, should be the pasuk of the Chibastem. In fact, there are people who are upset and bothered by the quotation of Chevra or Kachal in our Gemara. The Gra in Hilchos Avelos, for one, is very upset by it and notes that, you know, Rishonim in different places try to be metakein whenever the real subject matter of the Gemara was not kli shenaga b'meis, which becomes an aviavosa tuma, but kli shenaga b'tmeimeis, which becomes an avatuma. Whenever that's really the sugya, that they really shouldn't be quoting chevra kachal at all, says the Gra. They should always be quoting the chibastem. The Rambam is generally very, not always, but the Rambam in general, we'll discuss the sheet in a minute, minimizes quoting chevra kachal. He does quote it, but he doesn't quote it a lot. And he does quote the Chibastem whenever he can, and I think this is consistent, we'll explain in just a minute. But I think the issue is very important. It's only a question of using the accurate pasuk. The question is whether it is or isn't what is or isn't the accurate pasuk is a reflection of, you know, what's really the relationship between the two elements of what's called the Tkaravaru Kachala. That's partially the question. In other words, is the Kli Shenaga B'meis and the Kli Shenaga B'tmeimeis, is it the same halacha or not? The more you believe it to be basically the same halacha, just two applications of one din, then obviously, even if the Chibastem is the makar that you can extend to Kli Shenaga B'tmeimeis, but nonetheless, the real mechayev is Chevra Kachal. And I think that would work very well if you take the view, which I think Rashi and Kabbali Tosis are very comfortable with, the Rash and others as well, which is that the basic idea of Chevra Kachal is, you know, that kol shenogea bo ki yotze bo. This idea that it's a, you know, great receptor, it's a, you know, the conductivity, the transfer, you know, between the metame and the mistame when it comes to a kli is just, you know, as I said the other day, almost like a superconductor. You know, just almost doesn't lose anything or doesn't lose anything. So if that's the idea, and that's what applies in chalos, whenever there's a contact of chalos tumas meis or certain types of tumas meis, so basically we're just talking about chevra kachalal, just the Torah's mechadesh that it doesn't. You might have thought that it's a din in viavosa tuma, but it's not a din in the makabel, or even if it is a din in the makabel, but it's limited to a certain, you know, conductivity and reception to a certain kind of tuma. Kabashim Lan, it's not, but it basically is an expansion, and therefore using Chevra Kachalal, even though the real issue is the Chibastem, isn't so bad, isn't so terrible. That's if you take the view that it's a Kiyotze Bahem type of halacha, and I think, as I say, Rashi here in Chulin is very strong on that. The Rash in Ahalos is very strong on that, and I think, you know, generally the Chachmei Tzarfat, when they speak, are very into that, that idea. On the other hand, if you see, you know, we suggested two other possibilities, especially if you see the Chevra Kachalal as a chalos in its own right, there the Kli Shenaga B'meis becomes a chalos metuma and metame in its own right. It's not just that it receives and, you know, doesn't lose the tuma, but on the contrary, it's a status of Kli Shenaga B'meis. So then Kli Shenaga Mabeis isn't necessarily Kli Shenaga B'tmeimeis. And then quoting them from Pesukim, V'chibastem, is certainly reasonable. Even if you say that it's not a question of Toldoseim Kiyotze, but kind of a Toldoseim Kiyotze, but it's a kind of what I called, you're able to pass the same, a clone type of situation, but maybe an imperfect clone, by which I meant, as opposed to the Toldoseim Kiyotze Ben idea, Toldoseim Kiyotze, and what I'm basically saying is, it's the next level, and we acknowledge that, but it doesn't lose in the transmission. And the clone idea is basically that, at least insofar as it works, it's working on the din level, at least, as the same. Just that if here and there are discrepancies and it doesn't work, I gave the example of clones, you know, that maybe can't reproduce. You know, that doesn't mean it isn't a clone. It's not a perfect clone. But where it works as the level that it receives. That doesn't have to be a din in the receptivity of Kli in Tumas Meis. That could also be a din in, particularly in the nature of Tumas Meis. Maybe Avia Bo Satoma and Ava Toma are two different dinim in this regard. Again, this is very interesting to note, just to highlight it. Again, I think the three of, you know, these three perspectives, in a way, are highlighted already by Rabbeinu Chananel, by the three views within Rabbeinu Chananel. As we said, Rabbeinu Chananel has this big chiddush, which I think is motivated by our sugya. He didn't like saying that it's rabusa. Number one, he may not have thought it was a rabusa. As we said, just if something is mistame, does it really matter whether or not, especially in terms of tuma of kodshim, does it really matter whether it's mistame from a higher level tuma or a lower level tuma? Right. I think that there are two elements in that. Number one, from the perspective of the psul of kodshim tmeim, if it's just about its being disqualified or somehow, you know, compromised, as opposed to the actual tuma itself, then certainly there should be no difference. Even if it's a din in the tuma itself, I think it's an important question to ask whether or not tuma from a higher source is more intense than tuma. It is in terms of passing on, but in terms of being a cheftz of tuma as an iser, whether or not there's a difference. But even if those two, even if you were to be able to get by in both of those two points, which I think you have to say for Rashi, you still might have said, well, is that really what the Gemara is talking about? I mean, to make that point that it's the Rabusa, a higher level of Tuma, so that's what the Gemara is talking about. So Rabbeinu Chananel was undoubtedly motivated to read our Gemara differently because our Gemara is very difficult otherwise. So if the Rabbeinu Chananel, whatever motivated Rabbeinu Chananel, at the end of the day, Rabbeinu Chananel is suggesting that the case in our Gemara is not a case of Adam, Tmei Meis, Shenaga Basakin, Shenaga Babasar, but a Rishon, in other words, a Adam Shenaga B'Tmei Meis, who's a Rishon, Shenaga B'Sakin, Shenaga B'Basar. But as we pointed out, there are different formulations of this. In the Ramban, it sounds like Rabbeinu Chananel thinks that it becomes an Avatum. That's a huge Kiddush. And that has nothing to do with receptivity or even clones, because basically, how can you return to a higher state? How can a Kli return to a higher state than the Metame? The Metame was an Adam, Shenitma Bitmeis, who's a Rishon, in other words. And this Rishon triggers in the Kli the status of Avatuma. That's an enormous thing. But it doesn't work as in a clone sense, and it doesn't work in a, certainly doesn't work in a receptivity or conductivity sense at all. It just means somehow that Kli, Shenag, you have to say that the Chalos Rishon is still a Chalos of Tumas Meis, an issue that we discussed. And the Kli Shenaga B'Tmei Meis is always an Avatoma. And that's certainly a Chalos in its own right. That's a different, separate definition. This means Kli, which comes in contact with the Tmei Meis, always becomes an Avatom. Again, how many people accept Rabbeinu Chananel, and especially this version of it? But that's the way that you, I think, would have to explain it. On the other hand, yeah.
Isn't it certainly the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Ramban that way? Because I understood that the Rabbeinu Chananel was saying, the Ramban kind of did not understand the Rabbeinu Chananel as in the other sources, and he understood that he was saying that it just, it becomes, if it touches a Tamei Meis, and the,
if it becomes an Isha Shenaga B'Tamei Meis.
Yeah, it touches an Isha, or no, an Isha that touches a Meis, Isha touches a Meis, and then it touches a Keli.
No, that's an Avatuma for everybody. That's not Rabbeinu Chananel.
it's impossible to say the Ramban. It just it seems.
No, that's v'chibastem. No one can. You can't argue with that. Well, I mean, you could say v'chibasim is v'chiburin if you want. We'll get to the Ravid soon, if that's what the Ravid meant. But certainly the Ramban never thought that. I mean, the Ramban in other places clearly doesn't think that. That seems clear that that's not what he's saying here either. Either way, Rabbeinu Chananel wouldn't accomplish anything that way. I think it's a davar pashut that Rabbeinu Chananel is, that as quoted in the Ramban, is talking about a case of Adam shenaga b'tmeimeis, I mean, Adam shetmeimeis, shenaga b'kli. I think that's clear. What's unbelievable is that the formulation is that he becomes, and that the Sakin becomes an avatum. In the Bartanura, I mentioned the Bartanura. So the Bartanura is in Psachim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav, or Kanidas Kana Kolim. So the Bartanura says Rishon. Again, he doesn't make a fuss about it. You can almost think that he just made a mistake, or they just spoke a little bit too loosely, but. He does say here, the Ner Shenitra B'tmeimeis, the Bar Tanura, all above. He says, "Hai Ner Shalmateches, the Kol Hakelim Chutz Miklicheres Shenago B'tmeimeis, B'tumas Meis, Nasu Kimosa." Which also is fascinating. Again, that's already sounds like the conductivity approach, or the clone approach. Either way, I mean that part is negative. Im Av Av Im Rishon Rishon. That's where he says. Seems to say that if you tell that the Kli Shenaga B'Rishon is a Rishon, it's not an Av. And as I mentioned, I think the Meiri's version of this sounds like he thinks that it's actually a Sheni or a Shlishi or whatever. Okay, so I think that these are, saying it's a Sheni or Shlishi work well with the Tolda idea. It's a kind of a Tolda, but one which retains the charge. Saying that it goes back to being an Av goes certainly with the Chalos view. And the idea that it's the same, Kimoso, could either be the Tolda view or the clone view. This is already within Rabbeinu Chananel. Most people reject Rabbeinu Chananel, but that's what you have. I think that this question also could impact the question of many other things which we're going to discuss as quickly as we can now, but obviously the question of which Kalim, which is a huge debate in the Rishonim. Again, Rashi here says Mateches. Rashi everywhere says Mateches. Balitosis say Mateches. Of course, the most prominent cholek is the Rambam. The Kapach in Pirshu Mishnayis in Ahalos, I think, mentions that Enon Adios says that look at our Enon Adios. He says in Madura Kama of the Rambam, is it in Ahalos that he says it?
You
seem to be nodding up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in Ahalos he says, I can open up in a second. I brought it with me, but. In Olos, I think he says that in the Madura Kama, the Rambam, he also thought it was only Mateches, and then he changed his mind. But once he changed his mind, wow, it's everywhere. So if you look in Pirshim Mishnah, again, I checked it, in Adios Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, it does seem like the earlier version was Dafka Mateches, and also in Psachim, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, it may have been that way. But in the Madura Basra, and all over Yad HaChazaka, everywhere, the Rambam says everything but Klicheres. Klicheres is a rule, it's a tenet of our faith, that Harig Vayavor, Klicheres cannot be an Avatum. Okay. Right? That's very important. It doesn't count on the Yud Gimel Ikarim, but probably was tempted to. So Klicheres cannot be an Avatum. Okay, I don't want to disappoint anybody, but that's just the fact, and we all have to accept it as Yirei Shemayim. Klicheres cannot be an Avatum no matter what. So according to the Rambam, this is particularly dramatic because, according to him, Chayav Rei Kachol applies to every other type of Kli. I mean, every Kli can be an Avatuma, except Kli Charis. That's why it's like a, major thesis, which is very important for a Kalim, and I'm understanding the uniqueness of Kli Charis. Surely it has great implications. So once the Rambam changed his mind from Madura Kama to Madura Basra, it's all over Perush Mishnayos. Now, there's a Nazir, and last night I took a couple of hours just to go through the Pirshim Mishnayos to make sure that they're all that they all line up. Nazir and Ahalos and Hagdama, which is very, very important. I'll get that in just a second. The Rambam has this very, very important Hagdama to Taharos, which he tells you should memorize. So if you don't memorize, it's not going to help. You have to memorize it. You have to read it 100 times.
He says you should say it every day like Kriya Shema.
Yeah, he says it exactly. You should say it every day like Kriya Shema, because unless you memorize it, it's not going to help you. He says, and only then, it's an amazing thing that he writes. He says, and only then are you also going to appreciate you know, that how much work it took to figure out these klalim. He says, you know, if you try to do it on your own, he says, you know, and then you come back to my Hagdama, you're really going to see the impact of my work here. And it's totally true. Totally, it's not like an ounce of overstatement in it. I mean, it's true. It's typical of the Rambam. But that's what he writes in the Hakdama to. But in the beginning, when he describes everything, so again, it's all over the place. The Rambam Shita is that Kli Cheres is the one exception. Everything else is Chever Kachal. We know the Rimas Simpont also had this idea. But actually, the Rimas Simpont is particularly interesting. Rimas Simpont is quoted this way as well, especially in Tosis in Nazir. But the Rimas Simpont is particularly fascinating because he also had the other view. So in a way, there are three views, right? One is that Chereb Reu Kachalal is only a Chereb, it's the murder weapon, right? Or the death instrument. It doesn't have to be the murder weapon, I guess. In theory, if it killed him and it wasn't murder, that, you know, it's not the stigma of it being a murder weapon, it's the, I guess, the death instrument, right? That's one view of the Rimas Simpont. Now, there is an outside possibility, I'm not sure about this, that one could read that also in the Raibid in... Ariel's nodding. Sounds like he agrees. Which one?
The Rabbin Eibid.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's hard to know what he means there.
He says Cherev, though.
He says Cherev, but does he mean Mateches or does he mean Cherev? Right. But he says Cherev. I agree with you. And that would really help a lot if he really held that way. It would be wild. But it would help a lot for the Ravid in Hilchos Nazirus. Because in Perek Zayin Hilchos Nazirus, the Ravid seems to say at one point that the only way that you apply Cherev Areu Kachalol to Kalim is Bechiburim. At least that's the way I think the Radvaz or the Kesem Mishnah understood it in the Zeros. The Lechem Mishnah didn't understand it that way. The Lechem Mishnah understood it to be saying, all these Rambams, it must be. I think I brought only the relevant ones. The Lechem Mishnah says, no, obviously doesn't mean that. He obviously means when it's not Mateches, because he's responding to the Rambam. But he himself surely believes that Cherev Areu Kachalol applies. But there is this language, again, if you look, take Perek Zayin, Nukos Naziris. He says, Alamash Sha'amru, Sha'adam Atame Bekalim, Anogim Bebeis, Latumas Shiva, La Amra Ala Bechiburim, Chiburim Adam Bekalim Bebeis, Ala Shalom Bechiburim, Tumas Erev. That's a big statement. So if he means that, in Nukos Naziris, they say, what's going on with the Ravid? He does disagree with the Rambam in Tumas Neis, right, as you just pointed out correctly, in Parakei. What is it, Heyud Neis, you said?
It is.
Yeah. Where the Rambam says, again, you have to read these Rambams I spent a lot of time last night just rereading them again. You have to read them very carefully, there's some serious problems in them, but the Amar Ram Hushanas Olam Kvuim. So here he says, Amar Lama Kavim Kvuim. No, one second. Is that the right one? Yeah, it's not base. Yud base. Yud base is important too, but is it gimel? Yeah, the big Rambam in general is gimel. Yeah. Amar Vam Anuain Lanu Ala Becherev O Bechiburin Beshar Kalim. Bechol Amikros in it Ala Bechiburin. So the Rambam is not normally understood this way. I have to tell you, the Rambam is normally understood the way the Lechem Mishnah understood it in the Zeros, and that is that the Rambam thinks any kli mateches, and he's just coming to cholek on the Rambam here with respect to other kalim. But if you put the language of the Rambam in Perek Hey Halacha Gimel together with the Nazirus, Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, one could certainly walk away and say that the Ravid, at least the Mishnah Torah, holds like a Rimas Simpont idea, which is that cherev, meaning only the death instrument, or chiburin in kalim. That would be fascinating. Now, the Rimas Simpont idea that this applies specifically to the death instrument, and maybe the Ravid, if he holds this way, it would be sensational, can only be explained as a chalos issue, I think. Because there's no particular conductivity or receptivity or cloning or anything like that more about the death instrument than any other piece of metal or material for that matter. But we understand very well, you know, the instrument of death has a certain stigma, a tumah stigma, as well. It doesn't come from the body; it comes from what it did. Right. Now, I would also say that if you hold like the Rimas Simpont, so the Rimas Simpont, I think, is clearly the idea that we're dealing with a separate kalos tumah. I think also that one could say with confidence that if that's what we're talking about, then the two halachos, namely chervareu kecholol and the chibastem, are two different ideas, right? Because that would have nothing to do with the kli shenaga b'tmeimeis, presumably. So it would be very reasonable to say we're dealing with two completely different demons. On the other hand, if we say davka kli mateches, so what's the special yichus of kli mateches? I mean, the majority view of the Rishonim, which is davka kli mateches and not other kelim, that's how they especially learn the sugya in Nazir. Because the sugya in Nazir is very crucial to reading the sugya in Nazir. The sugya in Nazir says that, yeah, kelim, you know, they don't have hazas, gimel, v'zayin. Of course not. I mean, of course not. Chervarei kecholol, right? So the popular answer in the Rishonim in that sugya is, because we're not talking about mateches, we're talking about regular kelim. Mateches, of course, has hazaz gimel v'zayin. Okay. The Rambam can't read it that way at all. Anyways, that's very crucial. But the point is as follows. What's the special yichus of mateches? To say that all kelim, with the exception of klicheres is unique, I understand. And but to go in the other direction, dafka kli mateches, why? So I think, and this is no proof of anything, I'm just saying this is, again, Rimi Simpon, I think you have to say something like what I just said. On this other issue, klimateches, I don't think you have to say this at all. But I think it makes sense to say that if the main point of Chervarei Kecholol is, you know, what it receives, it's a, you know, transference, but it retains the charge, or it creates a clone from it. But again, the source of the tumah is from the metame. The mistame is somehow, it's not just the mitzius of negias, you know, hatuma, likli is a chalos of tumah. Not at all. It's the contact itself. So then I think mateches, you know, is more reasonable. Okay. You know, metal conducts. You know. I don't mean it in a physical way, but the point is, for whatever reason, mateches is viewed as having this capacity, and another kelim not. But if it's just kli shenaga b'meis, it's a chalos of kli shenaga b'meis or kli shenaga b'tmeimeis, then why really should we care about what kind of kli it is? So I think even that argument may very well be connected. Now, I think it's particularly important for the Rambam and the others. So I'm saying, and if you hold all kelim, you could still say the idea of negia and conductivity, receptivity, for sure. But at least it becomes more, I guess, appetizing to say, klisha naga b'meis. It's a chalos in its own right. So here I just want to point out that the Rambam, everywhere, avoids using the kind of language that is commonplace in Rashi and the Bali Tosis. Everywhere. I mean, again, that's what I did, you know, from like, you know, 12 to 3 or 2, depending how you, I guess, define the Eastern, you know, just checking it out. I everywhere the Rambam never ever says, he always goes out of his way not to say the words ki yotzeba. He'll always say, hukash, echad lasheni, that it has the same dinim, and he'll always speak verbosely at l'inyan, that, the numbers, the hierarchy, every single place. Okay. You can start from, but let me just say it this way. In Hagdama, the Parish of Mishnayis, the Rambam, right in the beginning, when he's blockbuster Agdama, he tells you how many abos there are. The Rambam counts every single configuration of kli as a separate av. What I mean by that is, I'll just quote it. Tumas meis yesh ba teisha avos. Okay, 9 avos of Tumas Meis. The Haim, and then he lists them all. Now again, you know, they're always, this is not a foolproof, obviously, indication, but the question is, how literally does he mean that these are different avos, different shemos av? Okay? I'm assuming that he's not just counting cases, but that he believes these cases to be significant in some way. So it's v'chein kelim anogim b'hem avatuma, v'chein kelim anogim b'meis, the Adam Anogeya Bahen, the Kalim Shinoga Bosana Adam, Kalachad Mishlosha Elo Avatuma. Separate Avos Tuma. These are part of the 9. Right? So why did he do that if the real, I mean, Rashi never would have done that. And Bali Tosfos never would have done it. Because it's just Kiyotze. Look at Rashi here in the Chula. It's just Kiyotze by it. Oh, the Bar Tanura certainly never would have done it. Right? This, it's not a din of the avos, it's not a din in av, it's not a din in rishon, it's a din of conductivity. Kol zman, there's a kli or a kli mateches that comes in contact with tumas meis. It's a magnet, right? It's just a receiver. So, you know, it's clone capable, or whatever. That's not a separate av. But for the Rambam, they're different avos, and every place. He is like dina ohel hamistamid b'meis v'din kelim anogim b'meis shaveh. It's another theme in the Rambam, right? Rambam compares tumas ohel, the ohel which is mistam, the ohel itself, and the kli shenaga. Certainly, the ohel is an independent avatuma, and that's not even physical nagia. The Rambam also believes that you can create. We'll discuss it soon. You can create a kli of chaver ekechalal through ohel as well. I think it's also important for the Rambam, given the other things that he says, contrast to the Ramban. But the point is, again, he compares it in a few places, in Yad HaChazaka and in Mishnah Torah, to Ohel HaMeis. Again, he keeps repeating these ideas. The Kol Mokom that he discusses it, very, very consistently. Kol HaOvos HaLolo Shekidim Min Yonamei Min HaTorah, it's also important. Sounds like Kherev Kachol is Min HaTorah. This is a big controversy in the Rambam. Yesh Od Harbe Ovos Tumos Midrabanon Zulas Eilon, then he goes and explains them. Tumas meis are in emotzba achad osar avos tumah drabanon. Kherev kachol and all of its manifestations are not the drabanons. Just remember that also. In Ohalos again, one second. Rambam starts off. Again, the Rambam views that tumas chiburim is only drabanon. That's also a controversial position of the Rambam. That again, the Ravid thinks the whole thing, all cherev kachala, may be practically based on chiburim. The Rambam's view is that chiburim is drabanon. I think it's also very important because chiburim for the Rambam is largely unimportant. It's the chalos tumas meis. It's not the connection to the actual meis itself. Then the Ram says, Sha'achera v'hachal, and this is typical. When he says, Cherev v'arev kachal, Sha'achera v'hachal al shavin. He doesn't say, Ha'cherev kiyotzebe of the chala. But they have the same din. They're equal in their din. Ki ein hevdel bein chalal cherev o chalal evan o chalal eitz. Number one, he brings in the expansion of what kind of kelim. It sounds like, in the Perush Mishnayos here that he's saying, this would be a chiddush if I'm reading it right, but I think is what he's saying. He says Chayav Archol Shavin. So we would expect that. What does he mean by that? Same din. It's Avi Avos Atuma. Instead, he incorporates in that statement Ki Ena Hevdel Bein Chol Ocherav Ochol Aven Ochol Eitz Bein Akavana Bazela Shekol Hanogea Becherav Asher Nerag Bo Hameis Yitame Shivas Yamim Bechein Shar Kli Matochos Ukli Shatev Shedinam Kecherav. I mean, so it's not a din of the murder weapon. It's not a din of Matech. What's he saying? Number one, don't think Cherev Kachalo means because of the Chibur and the transmitted Tumah. Right? It's only Le'inyan that it has the same dinim. It's not Cheftishol Meis, it's not even Tumah, Cheftishol Tumas Meis, Mina Meis. The Negiya B'Meis creates a Tumah. But part of that is the fact that it expands from Mateches to other Kalim. That's what he says. Hacher v'chol shavin ki ein hevdel bein chol cherev v'chol evan v'chol leitz. These are two different issues. Why does he mix them together? One is what is cherev, and the other is what is the relationship between cherev and chol. The Ram here in Pirush Mishnayos is saying cherev is kechol, but only leinyan shadinim shavim, not leinyan that it's considered right chibur echad or kiyotze bo. The haraya. It expands to the other kalin. So I think especially in light of Rav Kapach's Ha'ara, that originally he thought it was Mateches, Ram saying, oh no, I'm not comfortable with being, in addition to the Raya from the Sugya, because it's really about a chalos of Noga B'meis, or Noga B'Adam Shenoga B'meis. So why it's not about conductivity, why should Mateches be different? I think that's what he's linking. And everywhere he repeats this idea. Kol shadavar kol mistame minameis tumas shiva reu avatuma. That's another point in the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say that tumas shiva is not a result of tumas meis being an av, but it's the cause of tumas meis being an av. It's another important, both in Yad HaZaka and in Pirush Mishnas. Again, if you look in Nazir, you look in Psachim, you look at all the places, the Rambam always avoids saying that Cherev Kechalol really, really means that it receives from the Chalol. And that's why he has it as separate numbers in the Minyanim. And it's certainly true in Mishnah Torah, especially, of course, in Tumas Meis, by Perakei, where again, it's very, very clear. This is B'yas Mikdash. It's also clear in B'yas Mikdash, but where did I have it? Kelim shenitmu b'meis vei b'maga b'ein ba'ol harhei hein l'nogeya b'hen kin nogeya b'meis atzmo. Not ki yotze b'hen. It's the dinim. The Rambam always makes it clear it's the dinim. Ma ha'meis, and then he goes on. Metame hanogea bo, bein ba'adam, bein b'kelim, tuma shiva, af kelim shenitmu b'meis, hein v'akelim, o ha'adam, sheiga b'hen, tmeim tumas shiva. Shenemer b'chol cherev o b'meis, v'pi ha'shmu lamdu, ha'cherev k'meis, v'hu adin l'shar kelim. Again, right when he says it that way, he adds, v'hu adin l'shar kelim, bein kli mateches, bein kli shetef u'begadim, etc. Again, all through the places, if you look in Hilchos Avel, again, we'll try to get back to them because there are other important issues. Hilchos Avel, Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Hilchos Tumas Meis, Hilchos Nazirus. What did I leave out? Did I leave any out? Korban Pesach, but there he talks about it a little bit differently. But in all the places, the Rambam is very careful never to say Kiyotsubo, never to make it about the Negiya. But the Negiah is just a definition that triggers this shame, this status. I think if you contrast the Bali Tosis and Rashi especially with the Rambam, it seems very clear. On the other hand, the Rabbeinu Tam, for example, and we'll elaborate this in a couple of minutes, in his Shitas and in his language, seems really very comfortable with the idea of Cherev Rayu Kechalol, literally. He doesn't like any discrepancies. Nazar Megaleach, he says, if it's Kerev Kecholim, it's Mateches, it's Nazar Megaleach, there's Hazah, Shlishi, Ushvi, there's Tumas, oh, well, there can't be any differences. After all, it's like the mace itself. The one exception for Rabbeinu Tam may be, according to different reports, what is Rabbeinu Tam's view of Tumas mace? In other words, Rabbeinu Tam is the opinion that Nazar is Megaleach al Kerev Rayu Kecholim. As for Tumas Meis, because then the Rabbeinu Chaim said to Rabbeinu Tam, you know, ain bayis, asher ain sham, at least Cherev Rayu Kecholol. Especially if you believe that there's that Ohel, you know, can be a source of a source and a vehicle, both. In other words, you can create Cherev Kecholol through Ohel, and you can also pass the Tuma of Cherev through Ohel, which is a question we still have to discuss. If you believe that to be true, so then any time there was a piece of metal in a home that touched a dead body, or that was in a home where a body died, forget about that, because you have OL. Anybody who died in a home and there was a klimateches there, right? So is going to become cherev kecholol and is going to then pass tumah to the house. Everybody's going to be tameh. Kohanim should not be able to walk into any house. That's Reb Chaim Cohen's argument, but you know, an exaggerated form, but that's basically what it is. Right? So in order to respond to that, so Rabbeinu Tam, according to some versions, said, well, maybe it could be mechalek between Tumas Meis and Tumas Nazir. It could be that when it comes to Nazir Megaleach Halav, right? That's not so bad because it's not like Nazirim are walking into everybody's house. But in terms of Tumas Kohen, right, as far as that is concerned, that requires more than Cherev Kechol. That's Rabbeinu Tam's, you know, again, in some versions, that's Rabbeinu Tam's exit strategy for that problem. But otherwise, basically, Rabbeinu Tam seems to believe Kerev Kechalo as a real strong rule. Reb Chaim Cohen, on the other hand, as we know, ain't Nazir Megalei Achala. That was his view. The Ramban goes further. If you just have to do the survey, what's the Ramban's view? Okay, I'm speaking too much, but I just want to make sure we get through this. Daniel?
I think
Klima Tachos, the Ramban goes back and forth on, but he himself seems more comfortable with Klima Teches than not, but he's not sure about it. In Shabbos, in Baba Basra, Daf Chav, right, the Ramban goes back and forth on that issue. But what does Ramban in Perush HaTorah say? Not Matami Ba'ol, that's a Chiddush of the Ramban. Does the Rambam think it's Matami Ba'ol? Just to show you how complicated things are, you just need a chart. But there's so many issues at stake here, right? Does the Ramban think it's Matami Ba'ol?
Not sure.
Rambam?
Yeah. Michael?
It comes Tame through all, but it doesn't seem like it is Matami through all.
Really?
At least from Thomas Mace, unless I'm
missing. From Thomas Mace, that's what you're deriving? Okay, we'll see the language later. But it definitely becomes Tame.
Yeah, right.
Kerub Kachal becomes Tame, for sure.
History,
okay, we'll see whether or not it spreads its Tumah or not. But the truth is, the evidence of it not spreading through Ohel is stronger than the evidence of not becoming Tame through Ohel. So that could work. We'll just see if that really is Shitas Rambam or not. Okay, but the point is, the Ramban, at least in his Perush Al HaTorah and in his chidushim and Vavasa Dafchav, his big chiddush is that there's no oil doesn't create or transmit cherub kachal. What else about the Ramban? Ari?
Ramban.
Yeah. Ramban al Torah? Or the one in Vavasa. In Vavasa it's a little more.
I'm not sure what points you're looking for.
Well, the ones that stand out and scream at us. Number one, OL.
I'll tell you what I found interesting was the Ramban's relationship between the lower status of Cherub HaKechalo vis-a-vis an actual mace.
Right.
And how he parallels that to the Benziris by Kohen and by the fact that it doesn't have Hazah, and how he just happens to see.
Good, that's what I want. So what are his views? Number one, Ohel.
Mm-hmm.
No Tumas Ohel.
Mm-hmm. But there's Nazir, it does not.
Nazir's not Megalei Achala.
Kohen, he's lastly come
to Tumas. Because that's connected to Nazir Megaleach, mm-hmm. but he makes it separate. Tumas Mace of a Kohen.
Which is the false self.
Okay, and Nohazah's Gimel, mm-hmm. he's pretty sure Nohazah's Gimel design. He's less mm-hmm. sure about that than he is the others, correct?
Yeah, it's also interesting how he uses the word Shema in describing the Pasuk, I believe, when he's talking.
Well, the Shema I thought was about the Hazah. Now it's Gimel design?
Yeah.
I think so. So now you're absolutely right. Meaning, just contrast the Ramban with. I mean, I'm doing the shortcut here, but. Now just contrast the Ramban with the Bali Tosis and with Rabbeinu Tam, for example. Right, Rabbeinu Tam is like, Munir of it, Karavari Kachalo, Nazar Megaleach, what are you talking about? Maybe begrudgingly he'll give in on Tumas Mace because of Reb Chaim Cohen's assault. Right? But basically he really believes in Karav Kachalo. The Ramban, on the other hand, the whole effect that you get, which that's what you were referring to, and I agree with you, is that he thinks what? About Cherub Kachala.
It's not the same thing as Mace.
It's not the same thing. It's a kind of a show me, prove it to me, Ein Lecha Bo Ela Chidusho. Cherub Kachala is an enormous Kiddush. It's not about lack of loss during the transmission, according to the Ramban. And therefore, if the Psukim, he's very Medayik in the Psukim, Kedarko, if the Psukim themselves don't include. Wait, what pasuk is it? If the pasuk itself doesn't include a specific reference to Cherub Kachalol, according to the Ramban, there's a good chance that it's out. But that's the opposite of the perspective of Rabbeinu Tam, which is, unless you can prove to me that Cherub Kachalol doesn't work, it works. Why I'm having so much. Here it is. Here, Pasuk Yud Ches, right? The Etzav HaBechal of the Meis HaBekaver. Ramban says, it's number one, the fact that he has expanded the exceptions, but it's also the way that he has expanded the exceptions. Here. Okay. Then he says, God says, Adam ki yamus ba'ohel, she'en rak ala adam atzmo. Ima yacherv she'nitma b'meis, metame ba'ohel, hayu ha'kohanim asurim l'chol abatim. She'bekulan acherv tam, exactly that problem. V'ye metame osam ba'ohel, v'chein nira od migamara, she'en acherv anogev b'meis metame adam la'atzricho hazos, shlishu shvi, apopi she'adam hazeh, anogev bo, avlatuma. Why is emifnesh because of Hasheni, she'amar v'hizah la'ohel, very beautiful ending. Tmei hagalus v'lo yadanu b'taris hakodesh ad ya'ara lav ruach nimarum v'yizrak Hashem aleinu Mayim Tahorim Vinitar Amen Keni Hiratzon Hair of the Amen. I will make the Kiddush. Okay. The point is that the Rabban is speculating. But basically what the end, you get the sense, and you get it even more from the Chidushim here on in Baruch Basar Daf Chav, I mean the total understanding is that the Ramban doesn't really believe Cherub is Kechala.
The question is Masa, though. That's the one sort of exception in his...
So Masa, he's Medayik in the Rambam, which seems to be a correct deal, because it's not 100% clear in the Rambam, that Masa, he thinks that according to the Rambam, Masa is not Cherub Kechalal. He himself thinks that's wrong. But it's fascinating that he thinks that Ohel, the linchpin in the Ramban, in my opinion, is Ohel. Why do I say that? That's what comes out of the Chidushim. He starts off with the piece in Daf Chaf in Bava Basra starts off with Cherev Rekachal applies to Ohel. That's what the Sugya implies. That's what the Balei Tosfos say there. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. And he quotes the other Gemaras. V'yesh Mish Omar... especially the spreading of Tumas Cherev through Ohel. Maybe Raya, and he brings Rayas. Then he says, Odei Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Kamai Ein Nozer Megaleach Alav. Areu kachalo. The ikal emeda kalei nazar megalea chalav koin muzar alav. Quotes Rabbeinu Tam in sharp fashion. Vezeh hikshar Rabbeinu Chaim atzarfati l'Rabbeinu Tam. Vehishar Rabbeinu Tam. Hosal kal ein lemeda mimenu she'eno. There's an exception in one direction. Af anu nomar shebeklima techa asafu bishar nazar megalea chalav ein koin muzar. Kach shamanu b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Vein dvar b'nechonim bazeh. Sh'afu bishar ein nazar megalea chal revias dam areu megalea chalug dam, etc. And then he says, disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. He thinks Nazar is ein megaleach. Shema mina ein Nazar megaleach afilo al cherev hanogea b'meis. V'chein yir mikan she'eno k'meis la'ohel u'lahazik. She'im kein lama ein Nazar megaleach alav. Hareu k'meis l'chol davar. That's an interesting line. Meaning, it seems like the linchpin of the Ramban is Ohel. Ramban says, if Cherev is Kecholol for Ohel, then it should be Kemes L'chol Dabar, even Nazir Megalei Acholav. Now clearly the Rambam thought that that was wrong. Clearly, even Reb Chaim Cohen thought that was wrong. Reb Chaim Cohen didn't think that Cherev Kecholol doesn't work in Ohel, and yet he thought that Nazir is Ein Megalei Acholav. The Rambam also thinks that Cherev Kecholol is Ein Nazir Megalei Acholav, although we have to see why, even though he felt that it's Metame B'Ohel. But for the Ramban, Ohel is the linchpin. And the truth is, when you look back to Perash HaTorah, it starts with Ohel too. Had it been that it was Ohel, then you should go with Rabbeinu Tam. Behind Miu Miditznan, Maseches Alos, etc. That no, Mashma Kedivrei Omer Shehu Adin Klishetef, etc. On the other hand, Masa, which is what you were asking, that he thinks this goes with Maga. He says Ba'od Omar, he's talking about the Rambam, She'ena Metamid B'Masa. He's saying the Rambam thinks that Tumas Masa is more exotic. It's not an application of Tumas Meis or Tuma. That depends on the independent status of this Abba Tuma. That's what he's trying to say. He says Vezet Sarachiyun. He thinks it's wrong. Mikol Makom Hodar Min Man Denog Begelim Bar Hazahu Kashon Tzricha Rabba. Then he rejects the Rambam's view about that. And then he says in Perash Al Torah, "Well, nearly Shemacha Shariba Kasef Kerach Chalo the Pasuk Rishon the Tumah Veloshana also Pasuk a Pasuk Sheni Lahaza the Koshkein Minim Matamim B'Masa Shekar of Lepotra Minaza etc." So basically, what I'm saying, what comes out of the Ramban is not only the Shitas that he has, which are the ones that Ari mentioned, Ohel, Hazaah, Nazim Galeach, Tumas Meis, but it's also two other things. Number one, in based on Balvasra, it's the linchpin of Tumah. To him, that's the key. Once you can say Tumah, you're going to go with Rabbeinu Tam. Once you're not, you're saying this nuanced idea already. Different matter. He's back and forth on the Kalim issue. He's against the Rambam in Masa. But the other thing is about the Psukim, and that's really crucial. Because it's not just what he says in his Perash Al HaTorah, he repeats that in Balvasra. Namely, if you really hold like Rabbeinu Tam, so does the pasuk which says Cherev Kecholol need to keep repeating it each time? So the next pasuk speaks about Ohel, it doesn't mention, or Hazah, Gimel and Zion, it doesn't mention Cherev Kecholol. Do you care? No, because it's just an extension. Yeah.
There's one with the Rambam all over. His Sfarad are saying that Ohel is not included. In fact, like the Sfarad of Chaim Cohen, that
that's the Rayah, and that's not the Sfarad. I mean, that's the proof that he says it can't be so because again, Reb Chaim Cohen's riot proof was that it's not metame nazir and therefore it's not metame nes. It's not metame Cohen, even though Reb Chaim Cohen felt that it was metame tumas ohel. Ramban's raya, but it's not an explanation at that point. He's just saying, well, if there's tumas ohel, then that's before he speaks about megalei acholav.
I'm saying, but his point, I think his proof, or the reason why there's not tumas ohel is the fact that. It couldn't be because then a coin wouldn't be able to.
That's the riot, that it can't be.
Yeah, but then yeah. He later says that there's no Tumas coin anyways.
Because of Megaleach.
Because of Megaleach?
Yeah, well, he says that just like it's not Megaleach Halav, so too there's no Tumas.
And then it ruins the whole entire thing earlier.
Yeah, it ruins the riot.
Yes.
Because then he's saying, like Reb Chaim Cohen, you don't need to prove the point about Ohel. Which makes the Ohel part even more significant in my book. I think your point of your Ha'ar is good, right? David's saying, if you look at Bidar Banal Torah, he starts off proving Ohel can't be. To answer the Reb Chaim Cohen problem.
Yeah.
But once you say what Reb Chaim Cohen says, which is that Tumas Meis depends on Nazusha, Masha Nazar Megalei Achalav, so you could say this Tumas Ohel, but it's a big deal. It still doesn't create Issa LeKohen. So there's no Raya anymore. So then what's this Raya about Ohel? But all I'm saying is, if you look at the Chidushim and Baba Basra, we also see that he gives inordinate significance to Ohel. He says it can't be that Ohel, and then maybe you can understand Al Torah now. He's saying it can't be that Ohel, it works, and Ein Nazir Megalei Achalav. That's the line in Bava Basra. So now he's got the Raya back. Right? In other words, it's inconceivable to say, that's why I say the order is in Rabban Alat Torah. You just see from Bava Basra and the language that he used, what his thinking was. Right? He's working on two planes. One is factual. In other words, what is the evidence? You know, what about Nozim Megalech? What about Gimel V'Zayin? What about Ohel? Right? What are the evidence from the Gemaras? What's the evidence from common sense? No one ever said that a Kohen is not allowed to walk into your home. And how do you know that 1,000 years ago there wasn't somebody, you know, who died there, was taken out, and a little piece of the doorknob or some other little kli, which is still there, and the room is an ohel, and so he's going to be Matami Meis. Like, it's not a small problem, right? How do we know that every piece of metal from that time, a nail, you know, if it's a kli? So the point is that there's one level of evidence. But then there's another level at the same time that's going to the conceptual part, which is, it says Cherev Ari Kachal, how does this work? Is it Kachal? Like Rabbeinu Tam says, what are you talking about? It's Kachal, of course it is Megalei Achal. How could it not be Megalei Achal if it's Kachal? Right? So I think what's going on is, the Ramban, number one is the evidence, number two, like, you know, how do you understand this idea? Always you have to relate to both. So the Ramban, we see from his Bava Basra comments, that's why I wanted you to see it, that for him, Ohel, conceptually, is a linchpin. Now, is Rabbeinu Tam right? Or is Reb Chaim Cohen right? Or the Rambam right? Namely, is Rashi and the Rash and all these people right? And it's really Kiyotzebo, and it's like an extension of the Tuma? Or it's a Tzedin Tuma? It's not a Cheftah Shel Tumas Meis. It's a Din Tuma, and it's, you know, even then, it's not even based on the conductivity and the transfer. Right? So he's saying Ohel. In my opinion, Ohel. Why he thought this, I don't know. I mean, I guess we'd have to examine if we could. I'm not that much of it. I'd like to be, but I don't know that the Ramban has some other special dinim of Ohel. We should keep our eyes open. What I'm saying is, for him in Bava Basra, that's what he says. He says, if you're going to drop Ohel, then you might as well go back to Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Reb Chaim Cohen didn't feel that way, and the Rambam didn't feel that way. Right? For the Ramban, that's the test. That's obviously his perspective on Ohel is important here. But if that's true, so then we understand back to the parasol, it's exactly your question. Namely, you're absolutely right. He ruined the Raya by extending it too far. But not really in light of Bava Basra, because the only way he can extend it is conceptually, because he thinks that Ohel is inconceivable. But it's more than that. It ends up being, I mean, the parshanut of it is perfect. Right, because I said before, just like the question of, you know, you're quoting Cherev Kachal or are you quoting the Chibaste? Right? So too, do the Psukim and the Chukas have to say, they have to keep repeating Cherev Ari Kachal? Only if it's a Chiddush they do. If it's really Cheftah Shel Tumas Meis, or even Legamri Din Tumas Meis because of the Kiyotzebo, so you said it once already. And now that's what Rabbeinu Tam will answer. You ask Rabbeinu Tam, how come this Pasuk number 2 and number 3 and number 4, it doesn't say, the Rabbeinu Tam will laugh at you. Kind of he'll laugh. But he'll certainly end, he'll say, what are you talking about? Cherev Ari Kachal, that it's included. It's there. Ramban says, no, because Ramban anyways feels, you know, Cherev Ari Kachal is a huge chiddush. It's not Atzmuso Shomeis. Right? So that's the Ramban. Yeah.
But the Ramban does have some formulation where he seems to look for mutim though. He goes for Adam, his doubt to be united, as if it doesn't have a meaning that he would have expected it.
I guess he's not right. I mean, because there is a din tuma too. As I think there is a dialectic in the Ramban. But I'm just saying that in the end, both in his parish on Bava Basra and his parish on the Torah, he is being medayik. Right. In the beginning, I think he's looking more for mutim. And then in the end, I think he's, you know, once he's extended it to Ohel and Nazar Megaleach and Hazah and Tumas Meis, I think then already he's just more comfortable saying, well, prove it to me that Cherev is Kachal. But I think you are right. There is, like always in the Ramban, you know, it is very like fluid and dynamic. And there are kind of mixed signals. You're right. You're absolutely right about that. But David's point is very important too. And I think in light of Bava Basra, I think the two pieces really have to be read, together. Okay, let me just discuss some of the other nafkamina quickly so we can finish with this. And let's talk about some of the issues. Okay, we talked about Rabbeinu Hananel and the formulation, some of the other things. Let's talk about the list of things that I gave you to look at, let's go through them as quickly as we can. Number one, told the same kiyotzeh, and that we discussed already. That's Tosas in Bava Kama. Tosas in Bava Kama asks, how come when the Gemara is looking for told the same kiyotzeh, why doesn't it say Cherev Areyu Kechol? Right? That's what Tosas asks. What is Tosas' answer? Ezra?
Kli can't be metame kli,
so it's not. Now, in the question, how do you make of the question? What do you make of the question?
It makes it sound like,
in terms of our.
It
is, but it's a tolda.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like a meina av, even or a clone. What I was saying before, it's it's like a tolda kiyotzebo. You remember the sugya there is about just like in Shabbos we have told the same kiyotzebahem. Maybe in Ezekiel we have told the same kiyotzebahem. How come in Tuma we don't have told the same kiyotzebahem? And Tosa saying we do. That implies that it comes from it, meaning the makara Tuma is the metame here. The mistame gets it from the metame. It's not just a definition. A and B that it's a tolda, which will work nicely with, again, the idea is that it's really kind of a Rishon, right, or a Sheni, or a Shlishi, but it doesn't lose its charge. That would be the best way to explain it. If you say either that it's a kind of a clone, right, then it isn't Tolda Kiyotzebo, it's like a Meina, right, that isn't a Tolda. And especially if you say that it's a Chalos, meaning it's defined by having been in contact with either a Tmei Meis or a Meis. But that isn't what transfers the tumah, right? That's just a definition, kli shenag of a mace. So then, of course, it's not told the same kiyotzebahem, right? Now, the answer that he gives itself, Ezra, what do you think about that? Kli v'kli. That's a fact, and that'll definitely answer the question, even if it is a tolda, but there's an exception. But the question is, why should there really be that? I mean, that's a pretty good question. What about tolda? What about kli shenag of a kli? Why doesn't that work?
Once the kli has become something of true touching machala, it's not going to be said. It's not exactly true for the mace.
Exactly. So I think there are two ways. If you look at the Rash and the Rash in Ohalos, I think, and the Smag also has this in the Shitas Kamoi. What's it called? Shitas Kamoi.
Kovis
Shivas. Shitas Kamoi. So they reproduce it on the Daf, the Smag. Just an easy way to get at it. Very long piece, also with Rabbeinu Tam and Reb Chaim Cohen, some interesting formulations. So there are different formulations, if you look there and in the Rash. What is the problem of Kli B'Kli? Kli Shenaga B'Kli. Is it a special din that it's only Adam Shebekli? Or the problem is that it's Kli B'Kli? I think there are different things that could be said. But I think what Ezra said a second ago is on the right track, and that is, especially if we say it isn't an independent Tumah. Right? It's basically, It's receptivity which is responsible here. So you can receive, it can be an excellent receiver. But a receiver can't transfer to a receiver. Right? There has to be the Adam here factor, because it's always a reception from Adam. And maybe that's what they mean. But you should look at the different formulations. Either way. Now what's fascinating is Tosis could have given another example. I'm not sure if anybody asked this question or not. I'm sure they must. We should really look in Bava Kama again. But, not that we've shown him, but Tosa could have asked for another example, which I want to speak about anyway. And that is, don't we ever find anything else which comes in contact with an avatuma, which is like the avatuma? Especially for those people who were here last year. But even for the people who were here this year. Mishkav Azav, or Midras Azav, right? Now last year we talked about it. In what context? Anybody remember?
Yes.
Yeush? Mishkav of Lo Agazel. Correct? So we were trying to explain what Rashi and the Rambam Shita. Rashi and the Rambam say that Mishkav Lo Agazel means if you have a Zav who's in contact with a Mishkav, so that becomes Mishkav Azav. Right? But if the Mishkav is Gozel, so it doesn't become Mishkav Azav Letame Adam. Ray Rashi says it Letame Adam Letame Kehla. That's Rashi and Samech, or the Zayin Amud Beis, in the context of Yush. So Tosa said, what are you talking about? That's not true. Just because something is gozel doesn't mean if it's maga and it becomes tame, it becomes tame, end of story. But that's what Tosas asks. And the Rambam has a similar problem. The Rambam learns like Rashi. And the Rambam actually quotes all the wrong psukim, as they seems to quote all the wrong psukim, if you recall. That's what the Kesa Mishnah was pointing out. Then Alecha Mishnah said, no, he's actually quoting all the right psukim. Okay. So what we tried to explain last year was that basically what's going on is as follows. The question is, when you talk about Mishkav Hazav, same problem. Is it that the Zav contacts the Mishkav, but the Chiddush of Mishkav Hazav is that unlike the normal hierarchy, right here, you don't lose anything in the process. It creates a clone or a Toldot Kiyotzebo, but basically the Maga is the Metame. That's how Tosas understands it, and that's why Tosas says, what are you talking about? Just because something is Gozel doesn't mean that the physical act of Negiya, the physical spiritual Negiya Betumah doesn't take place. Of course it does. But all the rayas of Tosas are to prove, you know, that the hierarchical Tumah, which passes through transmission and contact, right, whether it be Maga or Masa, that all these things are applicable even Begaza. That's the explanation of Tosas. However, the answer is, and that's pretty much what the Lechem Mishnah is saying, is that that's not what's going on. And if you're medayik in the language of Rashi, Rashi says, Latame Adam, Latame Kelim. How come Rashi said that? He could have said that it's not Tame. I mean, if you touch the Mishkav Azav, it's not Tame. And it won't even create a, it won't even be a Rishon. So let's say it now touches Oakland and Mashkim. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi just says it's not an av latame adam latame kelim, meaning the special din that Mishkav Azav remains on the same level as its makar. That's the chiddush v'lo agazel, and that's what Lechem Mishnah says. No, the Rambam's quoting the right psukim. He's not talking about the relationship between the touching of the zav and the mishkav. He's talking about the impact of the mishkav on the next things that it comes in contact with. Okay. Basically, it's the same issue. Tumah Zav, and all the Achronim I think say this, Tumah Zav, Mishkav Zav, is a form of Maga, that's its Chiddush, a Maga that doesn't lose its charge, or it's a Kalos, if Mishkav Zav is a Matami in its own right. So I thought, I'm sure other people must say this, that maybe that has to do with, the Tosas asks the question of Chereveri Kachalal, they answer Tolda. Klibakli. But they could have answered, or they could have asked also in theory, Mishkav Azav. Right? Or Bo'al Nida. Right? So you have a number of such cases. In all these cases, you have to ask the question, you know, is it a Tolda? Is it a clone? Is it a separate Chalos? Maybe Tosas was very comfortable that Mishkav Azav, although that would be against the Tosas and Bava Kama, but not the end of the world. That the Mishkav Azav is a chalos. It's not a transmitted tumah. So ironically, maybe what we have in Tosas, ayin, what is it, base here in Chulin, is the exact opposite, or is a similar issue actually. Opposite of the Bava Kama, but consistent with the other ones. What do we have here in Chulin Ayin Aleph? Jason? What? Yeah, first Rashi. What does Rashi say in Ayin Aleph? Very quickly.
There's no masa
for Kerevarei Kachalo. And why is there no masa for Kerevarei Kachalo? Because the only time we have masa is Tumah Yotzel of Migufa, which is very, very interesting. Basically, that would work nicely, that's consistent with the Rambam Shita, as Ramban understood it, which is that Kherav or Yokachalol is not Nitan B'masa. Again, well, why not? As says the Ramban, what's the problem? All right, it's learned from Nevela. Right. So, that's Rashi. And what does Tosis object?
To
Masa, it also includes Hazar, Skimundain. Okay, and what is Tosas' objection about? How do you know that Masa is not limited to Tumash Yotel of Migufal?
Because it's
Well, no, on the contrary, it's a kavrei kachal is the issue between them. How do you know in general that even tumas she'en yotzal of miduk migufo from mishkav hazav and midras hazav, right? We know from there that it's tameh b'masa that proves against Rashi's thesis. And therefore, why should there not be any difference between cherev or kachalol and everything else? That's tosis. So basically what we have is exactly what we've been discussing. So actually I saw in the, they recently put out a sefer of Rav Michal Feinstein, and he discusses this and quotes this discussion and analyzes it. I'm just trying to remember, does he quote Tosis and Bava Kama or not? I don't remember. But I think he discusses a lot of these issues. I just saw it quickly. In one of the simonim, he put out some stuff on Taharos. Apparently he was very into Taharos. Chidushi HaGrim, Rabbi Chiel Michal Feinstein. That's Velvel's son-in-law. When the Rav started Heichal Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi in Boston, I think this is historically, well, I don't know, we have a Bostonians here. Only one, or the only Bostonian in the group? So if you are, you're responsible for, the history of... So when the Rav started the Heichal Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi's in like whenever it is when he came to America, which was probably in the end of the 20s, maybe 1931 or something like that. So he started like in 1932 or 1933, whatever it was. So his partner was Rav Michal Feinstein, who was not yet then the son-in-law of Rav Velvel, but then he became the son-in-law of Rav Velvel. Anyways, so in the Chidusha, he has these, they put out recently his some of his Chidusha Torah. So I think he says this whole idea. And in this Tosis here, Rashi and Tosis, I think he does connect it to Tosis and Bava Kama, Samech Zayin. I just don't remember where he also connects it to Tosis and Daf Beis or not, meaning the issue of Mishkav v'lo Gazel. So basically what we're saying is as follows. Tosis here is equating Cherev Ariyot Kachalo with Mishkav Hazav. And the truth is the question is relevant to each, but the answer is not necessarily the same for both in either direction. In other words, just like the diuk that I was making, I'm not sure if he makes that diuk, that Tosis and Bava Kama is asking the question, Cherev Ariyot Kachalo should be a toldah. Right, and never asked about Mishkav Hazav. Right, so here Tosis is saying Mishkav Hazav is Masa b'hu adin Cherev Ariyot Kachalo. So the answer might be that Cherev Ariyot Kachalo is a derivative tumah, meaning it's a problem. Maybe Masa is limited to tumah yotze olav migufo. And what does Tumah Yotze of Migufo mean? It doesn't mean literally, necessarily, that issues from that object, physically. It's a conceptual question, meaning, is this an independent avatuma, or is this an avatuma that comes, that is contaminated, the contagion is from another source? That's the question. Is this a derivative tuma or an original tuma? So the question is, Mishkav Hazav, Tosis is saying, well, Mishkav Hazav, same thing as Cherev Ariyot Kachalo. Maybe that's Tosis Shitaso and Bava Kama Samach Zayin, meaning it's like Maga, but it's Maga with a high charge. You don't lose any conductivity, just like Cherev Kachalo, Ki Yotzebo. So what do we see? That Masa can apply even Betuma Shein Yotzel of Migufa. But the answer could be maybe Rashi L'Shitaso. I don't know if he goes as far to say that, I don't remember. But Rashi L'Shitaso, Rashi holds a Tumas Hazav, isn't Tumas Maga. It's a makor of Tumah. It's defined by having been in contact with that, otherwise it wouldn't be Mishkav Shel Zav. Right, but once it's Mishkav Shel Zav, then it is Tameh in its own right. That's like Tumah Yotzeh of Migufo. As for Cherev Ariyot Kachalo, maybe it's like Rashi and Chulin. That's what I'm saying. Namely, it's a Kiyotzebo. After all, there's no difference between the Vechibastem and the Cherev Ariyot Kachalo type, right? It's all you know, conductivity. So this would be actually nice, would look nicely with Tosin Baba Kamadav Beis that he didn't ask the question, just it wouldn't be nice for the other Tosis, and it would be better for, I guess, Rashi. But anyways, the basic idea, I think, we understand, is clear. In light of all this, the fact that the Rambam doesn't think that Masa applies, according to the Ramban's understanding of the Rambam, to Cherub Kechalo, I think is significant. Again, it works nicely anyway with the Rambam, but for a different reason. In other words, for the Rambam, the problem isn't Tum Shiyotze Olav Migufo, it's the opposite. For the Rambam, he just thinks that Cherub Kechalo, right, has the dinim of mace, but it isn't mace completely. It's its own independent tuma. Therefore, there might be differences. It's not the explanation of Rashi here, but okay. So that's the issue of kiyotzebo, and also kalim bekalim that I want to speak about, and also the connection to zav, and the question of masa. Good. Take care of all that. Well, what was the next thing that we wanted to discuss? Hazaz Gimel v'Zayin. I think that we. Well, let me talk about Nazar Megaleach a little bit. Nazar Megaleach, we already touched on. That's clear machlokas Rishonim. Very big machlokas Rishonim. Again, Rabbeinu Tam's like, you know, well, why not? The Ramban's saying it's dependent on Ohel. Reb Chaim Cohen thinking it doesn't depend on Ohel at all. What about the Rambam? Yeah. So the Rambam Shita is really, really complicated. The Rambam thinks clearly that the care of Kecholol is not Matami Benazir. Moreover, I think the Rambam has a very clear definition of why it is that there are certain things that Ein Nazir Megaleach Alav. But that's where the clarity ends in the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Yesh tmeos min ameis she'ena nazar megaleach aleim v'lo soser sakod min afal pishe nitma behen tuma shiva. Afi shelo nemar bo ki yitma lenefesh, ki tame lenefesh, ela v'chiyamus meis alav, ad shi tame betumal she'en me'atzmo shel meis." He also says this in Pirush Mishnayos. It's a little clearer here in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Aziris. V'achach avi karbonos, Tuma v'yigaleach tiglachas tuma v'yiplu kol yom marishon. Simple reading of the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, the Rambam is saying something very important. And again, it's based on a little Yerushalmi, a little Bavli, but the Rambam is putting this together a lot on his own. The chilik of the Rambam seems to be an important chilik between Cheftza Shel Meis and Tumas Meis. In other words, what the Rambam is saying, and there are different places to draw the line, as we've discussed, right? I said all along, one thing I think you cannot say is that Cherub or Eyu Kecholol is Cheftza Shel Meis. When you need Maga Lemeis, I'm not talking about Tumas Meis, but Maga Lemeis itself, you're not going to say Cherub is Kecholol. It isn't. It didn't used to be living and breathing and so on. It didn't contain a Nefesh. Cherub is not a Meis. As we discussed previously, Tumas Meis Lekohanim and possibly Lenazir, maybe it's difference between them in regard to this issue, also something that has to be looked at, depending on which way you're Bechalek, may not even be about Tumas Meis. It may be that the Tuma is a Shear in Maga B'Meis. And there could be Kulas and Chumras in that. We mentioned that already. Right? I mentioned that Rosh Hashanah, I think, wrote something on this, where he, I think, lays out some important nafkamina. One of his, I remember way back when he gave the shiur.
He's in some days. It's a little more in the second sefer where he's a piece about the zero. Just formulation.
Not about the zero. I think about Tumas Kohen.
I think it's
connected.
The second one is a siman. It's called Isur Mof Tumas Nazir.
Okay. I just remember that he used to speak about it a lot. And I think it's in one of the... Yeah, okay, so it's in both Sfarim, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, you can look there for some of the other nafkamina. But of course, if you take this view, which is that that the karnim are muzarim, not so much on Tumas Meis, but the Tuma is a reflection of Maga B'Meis, you could say that that's exactly what the Rambam has in mind. The Rambam says, the fish alo nemar b'vechi tamid l'nefesh, Ela v'chiyamus meis alav. Ad shi tamei b'tumo shein me'atzmo shomeis. So, now what that applies, does that only apply to Tumas Kohanim or also to Nazir, or only to Nazir, not to Tumas Kohanim, or to both? That's part of the complicated issue here. We don't want to get bogged down in this beyond today. Maybe 5 minutes on Tuesday, but otherwise. Again, sorry, I thought we'd start Klisharis. So we'll start Klisharis for sure on Tuesday, as we said, is early year, right? It's this week that it's Thursday. So Tuesday's 11. So that's one approach. I think it works very nicely for, you know, the Ramban possibly as well. But again, for the Ramban, well, actually, it doesn't work so nicely for the Ramban because the Ramban has the connection to Olam. But it works nicely according to the Rambam, maybe according to some of the other Rishonim as well. Problem is that the Rambam links Tumah Shenazer Megaleh Achalav to two other areas, and there are all sorts of controversial applications of that psak. One is to Bias Mikdash, right? Paragimelof was Bias Mikdash. Again, if you haven't seen these Rambams, I didn't give you specifically, I wanted you to look around to get you to the Rambam, but again, we'll summarize it, maybe it's for a few minutes just at the beginning of Tuesday. Try to look at them. In Bias Mikdash, the Rambam seems to be connecting to Nazir Megaleach. And then the Rambam does exclude Cherev Rei Kachalol, but it sounds like the exclusion of Cherev Kachalol in Bias Mikdash is not based on Nazir Megaleach Halav. In other words, it sounds like the Rambam is saying two different things. Number one, he's saying that you have the criterion of Nazir Megaleach Halav. It's Paragimel Hilchos. I think it's Paragimel. It was Bias Mikdash. Actually, I think it's clearer in Halacha Yigimel, Gimel Yud Gimel. Ezel Umeis Shechayev Kares Al HaMikdash Kol Shenitma Mitumas HaMeis Shenazer Megaleach Aleim Shekvar Nesparish B'Nazirus O Sheyiga Ba'adam Ba'Kelim Shenitmu Ba'osan HaTumos Shenazer Megaleach Aleim Sharei Hu Sheni L'Rishon Shenaga B'Meis O Shenitma B'Shar Avas HaTumos Shal Torish Yisparshu B'Mekomo. Then he says Kol Shal Davar Kol HaTon B'Yas Mayim Min HaTorah Chayev Kares Al B'Yas Mikdash Avila Akashatavel Ad Shiyarev Shimsha. Avla Mistame Bitumas Minameis Sheena Nazar Megaleach Aleim Avabishutami Tumas Shiva Reza Pato Bias Mikdash. And then Elach Tazvavi says Vechena Noge Bekalim Shinoga Ba'adam Shinoga Bemeis or Shinoga Ba'adam Shinoga Bekalim Anogam Bemeis Avabishutami Rishon Linan Truma Ulatame Basar Kachi Reza Pato Bias Mikdash. Shadvar Mela Lachali Pi Kabbalah Avabishupater Makanos Makas Mardas. Very difficult Rambams. On the one hand, he says the criterion is Nazar Megaleach Aleim. Right? And the truth is, he says clearly, Nuchas and Zeros, that Cherev Kachalo ain't Nazir Megaleach Halav. On the other hand, when he wants to exclude Cherev Kachalo and Nuchas Bias Mikdash, it sounds like it's not based on Cherev, on Tumas Shenazir Megaleach Halav, but on the fact that Dvar Melo Halacha Mipi Kabbalah, Afabishi Pater Makin Osamak, it sounds like because of some other consideration. Very difficult. Similarly, in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Parakei, the Ram talks about Bias Mikdash again. It's just very difficult to pin down. Amed Ramamurim, this is Hey. Amed Ramamurim, Linen Trum of a Kachim. Lachayv Kars, Al Bias Mikdash, Al Achilas Kachim, and Achayv Al Ashnaim Bilvad. Harishon Shinaga Bameis, Hasheni Shinaga Bo, Kedin Torah Shinem Bechol Asher Yigaba, Tamei Yitma. Again, you have to read these Rambam slowly. Shenaga b'meis, I'm just running. Potter kamosha b'yarna b'ilchus b'yas mikdash. Shadvar ma'ela av ha'bishen divrei kabbalah enu divrei Torah. Shalei mispar shu b'torah l'zeh shenitma b'meis shu av. V'asheni anogea bo shu rishon b'yim ba'adam b'yim b'kev. Rambam seems to have an unbelievably complicated shita. And the Ravid says, I don't know what you're talking about, just say it's dvarim she... Number one, he seems to be saying all the things are drabbanon. All of a sudden, these things are all drabbanon. Not only that, but earlier he says, why didn't he just say that's Dvarim She Hanazir Megaleach Alav, which he himself links. It sounds like the Rambam is saying, both in Tumas Neis and in Bias Mikdash, that the reason to exclude, he does exclude Cherev Arei Kachala, but the reason to exclude Cherev Kachala is separate from Nazir, Ein Nazir Megaleach Alav. And it sounds like it has to do with it being Midrabanan. But if you look at Perushim Shnayis, which I read before, it's clear when Rambam counts separately the Avos, which are Drabanan and Daraisa, in Tumas Meis, it's clear that Kli Shenaga B'Meis and Kli Shenaga B'Adam B'Tmei Meis are Daraisa. So we just don't understand what's going on here. Earlier again, in Paragimel Halacha Gimel in Tumas Meis, again, Rambam says, Agola Dofek Metame B'Mago B'Oel Ena Metame B'Masa Rekev Metame B'Oel Tumas Rova Atzamos B'Oel, and so on and so forth. Yirali Shekulan T'masan Einan Din Torah. Sure, Ein Nazir Megaleach Aleihem. Here it sounds like anything that Ein Nazir Megaleach Aleihem is only Drabanan. K'moshu B'yarnu B'Nazirus V'Ein Chayavin Ola B'yas Mikdash. But that's not true, because the Rambam says clearly that the only reason that in B'yas Mikdash and Nazirus is Nazir Megaleach Aleihem, it says Yomus Alav, as opposed to Nefesh. And some of these other cases, the Pasuk says Nefesh. Kol Tamei B'tumah Shel Torah Chayav Ola B'yas Mikdash. And the Raibid goes ballistic here. Right? He says, I don't know what you're talking about. Amar Avram, Apazeta, and the specifics. And in general, he says, this just doesn't seem to be correct. The Ram is hugely complex. So I think what you did say with this will stop, and then just another 5 minutes or so next time, just to show you what I mean by this, I guess, more consistently. I think the Marikorkas and Kesef Mishnah already made one important, distinction. That is, the Rambam seems to be using Dvarim She'en Anazim Megaleach Aleihem in two different ways. In Hilchos Nazirus, right, that's of course the din of Nazir Megaleach. So there it has, full-blown meaning. It means anytime that, for whatever reason, a Nazir Megaleach, then you're that's a certain category. However, there are two reasons why Ein Nazir Megaleach. There can be two reasons. One is that the origin, let's say, the mace that starts all this off doesn't qualify as a mace. Or the original Tuma doesn't qualify as a mace. Mari Korka says this in, if I remember correctly, in Bias Mikdash, and the Kesef Mishnah kind of says this in Tumas Meis. Basically, sometimes Tumas She'enu Nazir Megaleach Aleihem is a shiur in the Cheftza Shel Tumas Atzmo Shel Meis, for example, is a certain kind of dam of the meis considered a meis or not. The things that are issued from the mace, let's say atzamos, but not shedra, not the proper shear of dam, evar she'ein olav basar, all sorts of gulgoles, but not intact. I mean, I don't want to get too gory. But basically, if you look at the list in the Mishnayos in Nazir. And then again in Ahalos and so on. So what is a mace? What is a cheftishol mace? Right? So I think what the Rama really means, and I think this is what the Kesef Mishnah Mari Korkas mostly have in mind, is that when you have something which is really part of the cheftishol mace, but it doesn't qualify as a mace, not the right kind of dam, not enough, not in this kind of tzura, the atzamos, the moach, the gogolas, whatever. If you have that, that din of Ein Nazir Megaleach Aleihem is a din in Shiur, Tuma, and Tara Daraisa. And when we talk about Bias Mikdash and so on, and maybe even Tumas Meis, we'll get that. But when we talk about Bias Mikdash, and we say, it depends on Davar Shanozer Megaleach Alav, it's that. However, when you have other reasons that Ein Nozer Megaleach Alav, could be Ein Atzmo Shalmeis, but it wasn't a candidate for being Atzmo Shalmeis. Like Cher Vareu Kechalal. Or the question is one of transmission. In other words, what happened, you know, to the Chefta Shalmeis, right, Ba'ohel, you know, B'chiburin, how did it get to the next stage? So there also there are dinim, Tumas Shein and Nazar Megalei Achalav. But that is not Koveya, in terms of Drabanan and Daraisa. That's not a, well, I understand it. Again, I am adapting a little bit the Kesem Mishim Mari Korkas, because Kesem Mishim Mari Korkas don't say this about Cherub Kachalav. I think they think Cherub Kachalav is a problem. But I'm just adapting a little bit, but the basic idea is theirs, which is there are two dinim of Tumas Shein Nazar Megalei Achalav. The ones, the way I'm saying it is, the ones that are really from the mace itself, physically, and yet don't qualify, that's because they're tumah d'rabbanan. And if that's the case, then they don't work for bias mikdash, and so on. That's what the Rambam means in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. And that's what partially what the Rambam means in Perek Hei, Halacha Hei. And even in Hilchos Nezirus, when the Rambam says these are things Shein Nozer Megalei Achalav, and then separately excludes Cherub Vareu Kechalal, right? I think it's because he's making this distinction. He's saying Cherub Vareu Kechalal never, and I think it works perfectly for the Rambam. Let me just add that, because we've been saying the whole time for the Rambam, it's not even a kiyotze, but of course there's no Chefta Shalmeis. There was never any projection of Chefta Shalmeis in Cherub Vareu Kechalal. It's a din of Tumas Meis. It's a din in Tumas Meis. Moreover, right, not only because the Kiyotzebo isn't the Chepta Shomeis, even the din Tumas Meis is not so much the Maga as much as it is the Chalos. So for that reason, you don't look at it at all in terms of Nazar Megaleach, as being a Chisar of Nazar Megaleach Alav in that sense. However, for that very same reason, it also isn't going to apply to some of the issues where you need Tumah Shel Nozer Megalei Achalav, because it also isn't really Tumah of Chefta Shalmeis. So that's why the Rambam always tries to explain, or in some cases doesn't need to explain, that even though it's a Daraisa Tumah, it still doesn't extend to these other areas. And I think that's what he means in particular about Bias Mikdash. The Rambam's chiddush is, unless I'm reading it wrong, the Rambam seems to say that when it comes to bias mikdash, adam shed naga b'meis, and adam shed naga b'adam shed naga b'meis, now it's a rishon, but a rishon through a tmei meis, they are the only ones who are excluded in bias mikdash. In other words, you have the irony of the Rambam that a rishon b'tuma, right, is excluded. Whereas Cherub Vareu Kechalal is not. Even though it can be an Avi Avos. How could that be? In hierarchy of Tumah makes no sense. But in Chefta Shel Tumah, or Tumas Meis, and here the Rambam does say this line about Kabbalah, Mipia Kabbalah, and everybody reads, because yeah, he's saying it's Drabanan. But we don't want to say that it's Drabanan, because it's against all the Pirush Mishnayos and half the other Yana Chazakas. So what I think he means is as follows. Not that it's Mipia Kabbalah, it's Drabanan. The Rambam says two different things if you look carefully. Again, I'll try to just read them in very quickly on Tuesday. There are Tumos, there are Avos, Mipia Kabbalah. Like he explains in Pirush Mishnayos, and he has in Yad Chazaka, Tumos Shein and Nazar Megalei Achalav by the type that I was talking to Kesem Mishnah, and Mari Korkas, namely, not enough dam, not enough form, right? Not gory enough, too gory, right? Those are Drabanan. Those are Ovos Drabanan, according to the Rambam. Not everybody agrees. Again, Reb Chaim Cohen doesn't agree. Even the Ramban doesn't agree. It's a special din into Ein Nozer Megalei Achalav. That's me. It's Drabanan. Ravid certainly doesn't agree. Those are Drabanan. Then there are other things, and that is the fact that Cherub Kechalal is only Mipia Kabbalah, and it's not called Tmei Meis. So when the Pasuk says about Knisa L'Mikdash, that it talks about a mace, b'chol asher yiga, So the Rambam says, since Cherev Kechol is Mipia Kabbalah, not Drabanan. But meaning, Cherev Arei Kechol is a din of Torah Shebal Peh, because the Mishnah half says it. Because the Mishnah says, oh, I don't think the Rambam here means Drabanan. He means what he meant in Shorish Beis, that it's derived from a Limud. He just doesn't explain the rest of it. But what he's saying is that the psukim of Tumas Neis are talking about something very specific, and the fact that the Torah Shebal Peh is the source for Cherev Kechalol, and it's a different chalos, means that even though it's maybe more intense tuma, that doesn't mean it's relevant to the problem of Bias Mikdash. So in each case, the Rambam has to look at the psukim and has to look at the requirements of that particular tuma in order to apply it. And that's very complicated. Lohare Nazir, right, where you have the psukim of, you know, Olav Meis as opposed to Nefesh. And some of the Nosa Kalim say, yeah, and it, but it says Nefesh by Bias Mikdash. That's true. That's why Misha Naga but Tmei Meis. And Tmei Meis can be excluded. But that doesn't mean Cherev Kechol, because it isn't all more or less intense. It depends on what the Tumah is in each case. So for that reason, Nazir, Bias Mikdash, maybe even Kohen, right? These are all going to be different. In some cases, you know, Oel is going to work and Masa is not going to work. By the same token, Cherev Arei Kechol is going to be different in each case. In some cases, it's going to be a function of Ein Nozer Megaleh Achalav. In most cases, it's not, even though Ein Nozer Megaleh Achalav. Of course, the really tricky, one tricky point, it's a side point, but that is really mystifying in the Rambam, is the question of Hazaz Gimel V'Zayin. Because there the Rambam is Mechalek, as he says, between Nazir, Rambam says that when it comes to Tumas Neis, there is Hazaz Gimel V'Zayin against the Ramban. Right? With the exception of Nazir. That's Perek Zayin Ochas Nazir is Halacha Ches. And then he gives this explanation. He says, because if you're going to do Hazaz Gimel V'Zayin, it's going to disturb the count of the Nazirus. And since we don't want it to disturb the count of the Nazirus, so we don't allow it. So as the Ravid says, what are you going to say about that? And the Ramban also in Bavasud Avchafam and Aleph says, I don't understand. Does he have Xarza Kasa for that? What do you mean? Because we're not happy about the results, so we don't need Hazaz Gimel. What does the Rambam mean about that? That's a very, very difficult Rambam. The other Rambams are difficult too, and they're understood. There are people who understand that the Rambam thinks all Cherev Kechol is Rabbah. Other people just throw up their hands and say, you know, we don't understand the Rambam. But I think that the basic approach is to be understood along the lines that we're suggesting. I'll just elaborate a little bit more next time, but basically we'll start with the next time. Did I do all the issues or not?
Masa?
Masa is going to be.